Welcome to day four of the Ultimate Daily Productivity Challenge for Passionate Entrepreneurs. This is your host, Amy Yamada, business coach for coaches and entrepreneurs, and I'm super excited to have you here for day four of our challenge. So have you ever felt as though you had pages and pages and pages of notes, of strategies that you think that you should be doing, and instead of doing any of them, you freeze up and feel as though you can't do anything? I have certainly had those moments, especially after learning so many different things from incredible entrepreneurs. And I believe we've all had this experience, or maybe we even experience on a frequent basis. So the key here is to take a deep breath, acknowledge what is most important, and to design your best schedule for the day. So I'm going to teach you today what I do and what I've taught my entrepreneurs to do to leave the land of overwhelm and move to the land of happiness and productivity. So when I'm taking 10 to 15 minutes every evening to plan out the next day, I estimate realistically how much time each task or meeting is going to take. So I'll write down my daily tasks, and then next to each task, I write down how long I anticipate it will take me to accomplish them. The key here is to be as realistic as possible with your estimated time. So, for example, if you're carving out time to write an engaging email for your audience, how long do you think it will take? And then when you look at your day, when is the best time of the day for you to carve out the time to realistically accomplish that goal? Make sense? So this always helps my entrepreneurs as well as myself to feel more focused as I move throughout my day. So for today's challenge, when you are writing out tomorrow's plan, take your plan to the next level and write down next to each task or meeting realistically how long you anticipate it will take to accomplish that goal. And then determine if you need to move anything around to accommodate the time frame you need to get it done. It seems like such a simple thing, and at the same time, I oftentimes have seen entrepreneurs write down all these things throughout their day that they think they're going to get done, and it just isn't realistic with the estimated time frame. That's why this is so key. So what you can do is download the PDF on today's webpage, which is all about designing your best schedule and making sure that you estimate the right amount of time next to it. And also, why don't you post on the Dream Life Entrepreneurs page your biggest takeaway from today's challenge and let others know what you're getting out of the challenge itself. So we will talk to you tomorrow for day five.